The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we visit with the founder of a series of braces and other products to help people recover from joint pains and other injuries. Dean Cropper is the founder of BioSkin, and he joins me in the studio. Dean, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Good to be here with you today.
You've been at this in some form or another for nearly 40 years, it sounds like. What is the origin story?
The origin story.
Yeah, the superhero origin.
I got to think back for hard on that one. Initially, I worked as a sales rep for a company. We sold total joint replacements and internal fixation devices, traumatic implants, so forth. And I did that for a while. And I've always loved the body. I've always loved the regenerative powers of the body. And it's an amazing thing we have. And so I've always loved it. I've always had a sense and feeling of the body. So going from internal joint replacements and so forth into something that's outside the body has been kind of a natural thing. And it's years ago, I wanted to hang up my own shingle, so I did. It wasn't easy, but I did.
So rather than do the joint replacements, you're talking about actually supporting the original joints.
Right, yeah. You know, our body is designed to move and function, and we get hurt.
So, what did you find that was lacking in the existing supports, braces, all the other stuff that was out there? What did you want to do differently?
Well, the existing braces back then were bulky and hot, made out of neoprene, and people would say, you know, if you want to get a pain treatment from the doctor, then, you know, you'd put a brace on, and it wasn't necessarily the treatment of the dealing with the body, but it was the brace itself created the pain. And so I went through a process of discovery and looking at materials and so forth, and I found that I developed a material and put a patent on it, and we developed a bracing line out of that. And bracing is, you know, when we brace the body, we're looking at really trying to take advantage of what the body already has. You know, we've been created in a way that our body functions in certain ways, and we can pull those functions out with proper bracing. So we talk about bracing, and some people think about teeth. No, it's not teeth. It's, you know, knee bracing and spinal bracing and wrist and ankle bracing. So
did you have any physical therapy in your background?
No,
or anatomy,
I didn't.
Or anything
no,
like that?
No, I mean, well, you know, coming from, I had a lot of training doing the joints. I would go into surgery with the doctors and work with them on putting implants in. And so I had to have a pretty good understanding of body and physiology and function and movement and so forth.
Knees, hips, ankles, all that stuff. You get to know how they work pretty well. So it took a while, though, to get from hanging out your shingle to developing the BioSkin. Was it like a lot of trial and error and materials and things like that?
Yeah. You know, it was a time where we really evaluated the materials. And it was the process to develop the material was new technology, and it was a challenge to take this new technology and implement it into production. And we had a real challenge in the beginning. We'd have delamination. In fact, one time we had a huge shipment go to Europe, and it delaminated over there, and we had to come back and pull the material apart. And down at Ashland Middle School, we had to put all the fabric on the fence to dry it out so we could ship it back to the manufacturer so they could redo it.
So delamination, the layers, you had like three layers of stuff came apart.
It's a trilaminate. So it's like a Gore-Tex material, except it's breathable and stretchable. And so we have three layers of fabric and, two layers of fabric, one membrane in the middle.
Did you have a hunch at the beginning which what your layers needed to be? I mean, I'm just curious to know how many iterations you went through before you finally settled.
You know, it came across pretty quickly, you know, that part. And the thing that took time is designing the braces themselves. So we really got a functional brace that was comfortable and workable and the people would be willing to wear.
So what is the final effect then? I mean, what does your ankle, wrist, or knee brace do that others do not?
It's comfortable.
You know, that's the big one.
Yeah, most braces end up in the closet,
and
ours stays on the patient.
I'm only smiling because I have a box full of braces in the closet for various body parts.
Yeah, everybody does. And I was down at Stanford University talking to the trainer down there one time, and I was out on the court, and the trainer came out, and I mean, the coach came over and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm making your players so they can run faster, jump higher, and score more points." And he said, okay. And he turned around and walked away. And I thought, okay, that's all, you know. But that's what we do. You know, I mean, our products are, you know, when you wear the brace properly and with certain material, it actually can help you perform at a higher level. It'll protect you. And also, if you've had an injury, it'll help you perform better in the injury or recover faster. So there's some real advantages to our type of bracing.
Are they meant to be worn in competition or generally?
Yeah.
During,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We have most of Major League Baseball wears our product, mm-hmm. NFL, NBA. You know, we're in professional sports. We've had very high-level athletes and high-level profile people. I got a message some years ago from the water distributor in Germany. He said, just so you know, the Pope's wearing your product. I thought, okay, that's good.
Uh-huh. Not exactly an athletic pursuit, but what
I wanted the pitcher, you know. Uh-huh. And I said, you know, can you get a picture of him wearing it? I didn't think that'd go over very well.
Probably not. Now, we're talking to Dean Krapa here on this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our business and entrepreneur segment. He is the founder of BioSkin, which is now based in the Rogue Valley, has been for a long time. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Did you borrow, Dean, ideas from some other medical aids? I mean, there's some similarity, I find, between the BioSkin products and compression garments, for example, for burn victims.
You know, you're always borrowing some ideas. Rarely there's original thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I developed the line originally, we had the material, and then I took advantage of modifying our products so we could take advantage of the material and how it functions, but also looking at existing products on the market. But as the years went on, we developed some of the products that were not on the market. And for example, our most popular product right now is a product that came out of some thinking that, you know, looking at what the problem is on a patient, not only patients, but athletes, saying, how do we deal with that? And it's kind of the creative solution of, you know, do we copy somebody else and modify it, or do we look at the problem and then create around the problem? In this case, we created around a problem, and we've got an ankle brace that is the best on the market. It fits inside any shoe virtually, and ballet wears it, football wears it. But it's not just for ankle braces or ankle sprains, which are 25,000 ankle sprains in the U.S. every day.
Every day.
Every
wow.
day, 25,000. But it deals with plantar fasciitis and fallen arches and, you know, other foot problems. So it's a real versatile product. And it's been a great product for us.
It really has. And how much have you had a chance to grow over the years?
How much we had a chance to grow with that product?
Yeah, well, just in general.
I mean, in general, yeah. We've had some really nice growth over the years. So, you know, we released the product in 1995, and since then, every year we've had growth. And we've grown internationally. We've got about 17 international distributors in the Far East and Australia, New Zealand, and throughout Europe. We sell throughout the U.S. and North America, and we've had growth with incorporating new products into our line and also new sources of distribution channels.
Are your braces a bit more expensive than others in the market?
They are.
Mm-hmm. They are comfortable, though.
They're comfortable. And my dad said, you know, you can always sell quality. Mm-hmm. And people look at us as the quality brace on the market. And, you know, there's a time where the medical industry right now is at an interesting point. You know, where,
just to put it mildly.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You know, there's this transition of, you know, people who need to have services, but we have access to information via the internet, and deductibles are high, so people have a real problem, you know, getting products and so forth because, you know, they have to have out-of-pocket expense anyway. So there's a lot of self-diagnosis. Deductibles are high. Access to healthcare sometimes is 3 months off before you get an appointment. So, you know, it provides an opportunity for us. And that's why we opened up our store in Medford. And we get a lot of people that come in just because they hear about us. They've got plantar fasciitis. They've got a knee problem. They've got knee OA, osteoarthritis. They've got a bad back. And we can help them down there. And we almost everybody that walks in with some type of biomechanical problem with a knee or foot or ankle, they walk out with a solution.
I was going to ask you about the medical end of things. I mean, about whether, for example, do doctors sometimes prescribe specifically your product?
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we found that particularly with this, we call the Tri-Lock ankle brace. It's so unique that doctors prescribe it very specifically. And once a doctor prescribes a product specifically, then the person fulfilling that prescription has to fulfill it according to how the doctor's written it. So we like it when they say, you know, BioSkin this or BioSkin that, uh-huh. because all it does is, you know, take the patient and gets our product on the patient.
But what kind of a realm has that opened up for having discussions, for example, with insurance companies? Because I imagine a few of them have said, what is this BioSkin thing? We need to talk to them.
Well, the thing is with insurance companies, they still pay the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether
ah.
So reimbursement is the same amount, mm-hmm. but the provider, they might spend a buck or two more for our product, which reduces their margin, but it's a better product for the patient.
Have you had to have discussions with insurance companies? Have those ever even happened?
They don't happen just because it doesn't work that way.
Okay, doesn't need to. All right. Yeah. I noticed that you mentioned that there's no latex, no neoprene in the BioSkin.
Yeah, and that was a big thing when we first developed the product because almost all products had neoprene in it, and neoprene has about a 7% allergic reaction to people.
Mm-hmm.
And
doesn't breathe.
It doesn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that's what they use to go scuba diving in the Arctic. So, yeah, it's an insulator. And, you know, so what we want to do is we want to provide something that's comfortable, cool, and lightweight and breathable.
So what are the three layers generally? Or does it differ? I notice you have like Ultimate 2S, Ultimate 2SL, Stratus.
Yeah, they're all different. It depends on what we're putting down on the foot and ankle. We use a certain type of material on the knee. We use the other type of material on the back. We use a different type of material. So we customize the material to where we're going to put on the body and how we're going to apply it and what's going to be the most comfortable.
Dean Cropper is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of BioSkin, which has been making comfortable, well-engineered braces for a long time to help athletes and others with, as you heard, biomechanical issues keep going. Join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments for Dean at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. A guest in talent who I know very well wants to know if you have braces for broken toes.
Actually, we do.
Really?
Yeah, we have. We worked with a doctor, one of the premier foot and ankle doctors in the world. In fact, he's got a surgical procedure named after him. And we have a device that stabilizes the toes.
Does it pair the toes with the neighboring toes? Is it that kind of thing?
No. What it does, we've got a foot wrap, and then it'll attach to the toe, and it'll stabilize it. And you can actually exercise it or stabilize it and hold it in either a dorsiflex or dorsal extended position. And we do.
Short answer is
yes.
Okay, I think you probably see her at your retail store then.
Okay, good.
So it sounds like the major issue here is you developed a product that doesn't inhibit you in any way. You're really able to continue to do what you're doing and get shoes on over it, get clothes on over it, whatever you need.
Yeah, it depends on what we're dealing with. You know, I mean, some places, sometimes we have to restrict motion just because of the nature of the injury. Other times we want to have full motion with our, our back supports. Back braces, people say, does it create atrophy? Because there were some studies about, back braces creating atrophy. Yes, some do. Ours is a functional brace. And when you put it on and it's patented, it's really kind of a cool product. You put it on and it creates a very specific force on the back and on the stomach that allows you to really be functional when you've got low back pain. With the Tri-Lock ankle brace, you've got you can create limited range of motion where you want to have it, but you can have full function. You can, people take it on hikes with them. Our son's in Patagonia right now, who should have been here today, but he's in Patagonia hiking, and, he took a Tri-Lock with him because he knows that it's likely that he might sprain his ankle. So preventative, curative, and so it's a fun product to work with.
Well, let's talk about it in that sense, though, about the preventive part. I mean, is he wearing it before he gets the ankle sprain, or is it just there in case he gets the ankle sprain?
It can be yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. The SOU team, the volleyball team, wears it as preventative.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get an ankle sprain, you're 70% likely to re-sprain it. So, let's get rid of the first time.
So what made you decide to go for the retail store in Medford?
The change in the medical environment. Where people are self-diagnosing, people are taking medicine more into their own hands. When people go in to see a doctor, they've got questions the doctor didn't hear 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're better informed. And so we've got a much more informed community coming into the store. And so we've got the change in the medical, higher reimbursements, I mean higher deductibles, and people are shopping. And we can provide, on the medical side, a clinic can have a lower quality product because they make more money because of the margins, and we can provide them a higher quality product at the same price through our store, and we give them really good service.
Do you do online sales too?
We do online sales also.
Okay, so you do both, right?
We sell online and also Amazon and also with the retail store.
Was there any trepidation about doing a brick and mortar store in this day and age, particularly in downtown Medford, which is, you know, not a real retail hotspot?
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, it's got low traffic, but we've been in the community long enough that we have a draw. You know, people would send him to our office, you know, the manufacturing facility. We really weren't set up for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, okay, let's open up a store, and we wanted it as a trial store. You know, this is a beta testing store, mm-hmm. and we wanted to say, okay, let's give it a shot, and let's see where we go from here. So our plans are likely that we're going to be opening up other stores around the country.
Where is the manufacturing done?
We do manufacturing in Ashland,
mm-hmm.
and we also do manufacturing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And how many people work for BioSkin by that name directly?
Directly, we've got about 30 people here and about 60 people in Mexico. And we do some contract work in China, just have them do a few pieces for us, but we don't really assemble anything there.
Have you had offers to sell the company over the years? People
oh, yeah.
wanted to buy up, snap you up. Have you been sorely tempted?
Sorely, no. Tempted, slightly, yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's a family business. Mm-hmm. You know, Tanner and Taylor, my two oldest sons, are in the business, and they're doing a great job. And they love it, and, you know, why would I take all this fun away from us and give it to somebody else?
That's two of six kids. Do the other four work in the business, too?
I've had one other one work in the business for a while, and he's working now for a non-competitive other orthopedic business.
Mm-hmm.
And but the six kids, you know, no.
Okay.
But at the dinner table, they heard a lot about it growing up.
Oh, I bet they did. Okay. Well, BioSkin is the name of the company. Dean Cropper started it, by that name, what, 1995? Is that the basic start date of BioSkin itself?
Yeah.
All right. Going strong in the Rogue Valley. Thank you so much for joining us in this month's edition of The Ground Floor.
Welcome. It's been great.
We'll have another discussion with another person who started a business, or maybe the son of somebody who started a business, because those are our stories too here on The Ground Floor. Thanks again to Cynthia Scherer for directing us to Dean Cropper. Thanks to you for listening to this hour of the Jefferson Exchange.